Don't worry, Walt Egan. I'll see you later.
You know, Jack, you don't look like a...
No?
Well, say, what's your something?
Well,
say, long,
I don't look like an oyster.
Mm-hmm. Although you're hot.
You hear that, Walt Egan?
I was only kidding. I was really born in Springfield.
In Springfield, is that so? Which one?
I've often wondered.
So it's things you get for you do, forget for you do. So it's things you get for you do, so many Springfields.
No, that was Abraham Lincoln.
Pardon me. I always get you stuck. You know, Don and Lincoln, the names are similar.
Sure, just happen to remember, I come from Springfield, Minnesota.
Springfield, Minnesota? Honey, I never heard of that town. How big is it?
Well, we have a mayor, a chief of police, two kibitzers, and the stooge.
One food town. Any factories?
No.
Any industries of any kind? I mean, any business activity?
No, just Springfield.
Oh. So, look, so what are we talking about anyway?
I don't know. Let's start over again.
Yeah.
Hello, fellas. Am I missing anything?
Oh, hello, Parker. Hey, we were just talking about our hometown. Where are you from?
Missouri.
I know, Parker, but there's so many Missouris. I mean, which state?
Springfield.
Oh, you must be a neighbor of Wilson's, I think.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, hello, Mary.
Good evening, Miss Livingston.
You remember Mr. Wilson. You know, you met him here last week.
Oh, yes. Say, Jack, who does he remind you of?
Lincoln. That's what he thinks anyway, you know? Say, Mary, what's the matter with you? You look kind of worried tonight, huh?
Well, I am worried. This is Friday the 13th.
Well, don't let that worry you. Right, did anything happen to you today?
Did it? I found a $20 bill. Is that hard luck?
Yeah, for the guy that lost it, yes.
Well, that's a load off my mind.
Yes, good, yeah.
Oh, hello, Parker.
Hello, Mary.
Say, Parker, see, you're playing at the Paramount Theater this week.
Yeah, I started here today. Did you see me, Mary?
No, I went to the flea circus.
The flea circus. That certainly is a fine compliment to Frank Parker.
Oh, well, Jack, it's the little things in life that count.
Yeah, I still think it's an insult to Parker. After all, a flea can't sing, you know.
Well, what of it?
Well, this one can, or something. I finally got that one over, didn't I? I need a joke myself, you know, once in a while. By the way, Mary, where have you been all week? I haven't seen you around.
Oh, I went out of town to visit my relatives, and I had the grandest time.
Where do they live?
Springfield.
Listen, Mary, we've been having a lot of trouble here with Springfield. Which Springfield do you mean?
Ohio, Jack. I thought you knew that.
No, I didn't know your relatives live in Springfield. In Ohio? No.
And you know, Jack, the funniest thing happened. I got on a bus marked Springfield, and when I got there, it was Springfield, Massachusetts.
Springfield, Massachusetts? So what happened?
Well, I spent a whole week with some people there before I found out they weren't my relatives.
Play, Don. Boy, am I glad to get out of Springfield. Very good, Don, old boy. That was Little Dutch Bill, played by Don Bester and his Springfield or Pennsylvania hotel again. Ah, folks, you should see how Don looks in front of that orchestra, all dolled up in a full dress suit with tan shirt to match. Then he's swell looking. He looks not unlike Raymond Navarro. Then again, he looks not like Raymond Navarro. In fact, just forget Navarro and think of Frank Buck. Of course, the only difference is Frank Buck brings him back alive and Dexter makes him walk back, you know.
But you must admit he's cute, Jack.
All right, cute. But who's better looking, Mary, really? Buster or I?
You are.
Thanks.
So you can imagine how Buster looks.
Fine. All right, but he's a nice kid at that. I mean, you know. Oh, Don.
Now, just call me Mr. Buster. No need of formality, you know.
Oh, sure. That's the spirit, you know. And you can call me Mr. Denny from now on. After all, we're not strangers.
I'd rather have it that way. Informality breeds contemptuous reactions, of which there is nothing more formidable.
Yes, I hardly agree. Yes, I agree.
What did he say, Jack?
I don't know, Mary. I'm having my own troubles, you know. Did you hear those words he used, Mary?
Well, Jack, why don't you retaliate in the vernacular of the intelligentsia?
Oh, you too, eh? Did you hear that, Parker?
Oh, Constantinople.
Constantinople?
Yes, that's the only big word I know.
That's fine. 9,000 programs on the air. I had to get mixed up with this one. See, Buster, I mean, see what you started?
Well, if you're only receptive to the jargon of the proletariat, then my discourse is extraneous. I mean, material.
That was Il Trovatore by Don Buster without his orchestra. Well, Don, I guess I won't talk much to you.
Not to you, too.
No.
Jack, what does he remind you of?
Webster, I think.
Oh, Jack.
Yes, Wilson.
It is now imperative that I orally eulogize our product.
Oh, yeah?
The General Silent Safety Tread adds the final factor of security to the blowout-proof tire,
mm-hmm.
and the patented low-pressure construction provides luxurious comfort. I thank you.
Yeah, I can see where I won't talk much to you either.
Well, the squirrel's had a word for it.
Now, wait a minute. This thing has gone far enough. Mary, take a letter.
Yes, sir.
I've had enough trouble around here. Take a letter to Bill O'Neill, President, General Tire and Rubber Company, Akron, Ohio. Dear Bill, my constituents are conspicuously conspiring to cause verbal consternation by employing multi-syllabic conglomerations in this studio.
Jack, how do you spell studio?
Never mind, Mary. Tear it up. The only one I can talk to around here is Parker. What are you going to sing tonight, Frank?
A rendition characteristic of my former vocal endeavors.
You hear that, Buster? We had a real American program before you got on it, you know?
Now, Jack, don't be angry. I'll try and be a bit more careful of my vocabulary in the future.
I wish you would. I mean, after all, we're going to be together for quite a while, don't
yes,
you?
Yes, I realize that. And by the way, I'd like to have you come out to the house tonight for a little friendly gathering. And bring the gang over.
Well, Don, sure, I'll be glad to.
Now, do you play bridge?
Yes, quite often. I played last night.
How did you do?
I broke 5 spades and got a birdie and diamonds.
not up with the hunt.
You can look now. You can look now. All right, you know what I mean. A little nervous. When do you want us to come over, Don?
How about right now?
All right, Don, we couldn't go over now. Who'll stay here and finish this program?
The boys.
They know what to play, eh?
Well,
okay,
sure.
Don. Come along, Mary. Sing, Frank. Come on. Let's...
That was Frank Parker singing The Touch of Your Hand from Roberta.
Now, Jack Benny,
Mary and Don Bester have all gone over to the Bester home for a jolly evening. Parker and I will join them later.
We'll be there shortly.
And it's a nice car you have, Don.
What kind of a car is it, Jack?
Mary, what's the difference? The tires that count, you know.
I know, but the car runs so smoothly, I can't even hear it.
That's because it has the General blowout-proof tires with a silent safety tread.
Chauffeur, turn off that radio. How much further do we go, Don?
Oh, about 5 miles. I have a country home.
Well, let's make it a city home. You know, after all, this is only a half-hour program. This is your house, isn't it?
Well, all right.
My, what a pretty place. What floor is it, Don?
I live in the penthouse. We'll take the elevator.
No, we'll walk up one flight. I mean, it won't hurt.
Well, here we are. Come right in.
Good evening. Wipe your feet and come in.
Oh, how do you do, Mrs. Bester?
That's the maid.
Oh, pardon me. It's dark here, you know.
Hello, dear. Home early, aren't you?
Yes, darling. Oh, Jack, this is my wife, Donita.
Oh, Donita, I see. Glad to know you, Mrs. Bester.
How do you do? Won't you come in?
What does she remind you of, Jack?
Quiet, Mary, will you? Nice apartment you have here, Mrs. Bester.
I'm glad you like it. You have 7 rooms and 7 baths. This is the clothes closet.
What, no bath? Imagine a closet without a bath, huh?
Jack, I want you to meet my son.
I see he has no bath either. How are you, Junior?
Fine. And you, sir?
Fine. My, what a nice young man. What's that book you have there?
I'm reading The Psychoanalysis of Stratospheric Phenomena.
Oh, yes? Well, what's Frank Merrill's picture doing on the cover?
I want to fool Papa.
Oh. Is your name Don, too?
No, Donald.
Donald, well, I should have known that. Mm-hmm.
Pardon me a moment, folks, while I change my clothes.
Oh, Jack, look at that cute little dog.
Oh, isn't it a darling? Come here, doggy. Come here, you cute thing, you. What's the dog's name?
Jim Dom Don.
Come on, Mary, let's go home, will you?
Oh, do come into the living room, folks.
You joking, Bridge?
Oh, yes, I love her.
Nothing I like better than a good game of Bridge.
Oh, that's fine. I wonder they wouldn't make some sound.
Oh, we play a rubber of Bridge and then have supper. Oh, butler. Butler. Sam, will you call the butler?
Hey! Nicholas Murray!
Yes, Junior, did you call me?
Oh, that's the butler. I'm glad his name isn't Don, anyway.
Jack, who does that butler remind you of?
Frank Parker. I knew he had a sideline, huh?
Nicholas, bring in the Bridge table and take orders for supper.
Very well, ma'am.
Oh, Jack, look at that pretty parrot.
Where?
Right over there in the corner.
Oh, isn't that a beautiful bird?
Yes, he's had it for some time.
Pretty Polly, pretty Polly. We're short of actors, folks, you know.
Polly wants a cracker?
No, Polly wants a matcha.
A matcha? A matcha? Where, hey, where'd you get that bird?
Very bright, he's throwing it.
Oh, I see.
Here's the big
city,
ma'am.
Set it here, Nicholas.
Well, come on, folks. All set to play?
I'm ready.
Before we start, I want to tune in the radio and hear how my boys are doing.
Yeah, we might as well find out how our own program is getting on, huh?
That was Riptide from the motion picture of the same name, played by Don Bester's orchestra. And now I'd like to say a few words regarding the general blowout-proof tire. It is not only a safer tire, but its outstanding beauty...
That's enough, Don. Turn that radio off, will you?
Well, let's cut the partners.
Okay.
Mary, look, if you keep score. Well, it looks like you and I are partners.
Mary, do you play good bridge?
Do I? Did you ever hear Mrs. Calverson?
Yes.
Well, we both wear the same style hat.
Well, that ought to help your game, yes. It's my deal. Not if there's anything I like, it's bridge. I don't know what makes you concentrate, keep your mind on what you're doing. Oh, wait a minute, did I make a misdeal? Wait a minute, hold your card. How many cards have you, Mr. Bester?
I have 10.
And you, Mary?
16.
Well, that's right. I thought I made a mistake there for a moment. Let's see, it's my bid. 9, 10, 10. I pass.
You pass? I pass. I double it.
Mary, wait a minute. Mary, you can't double it. You must either bid or pass. Have you got anything?
Yes, Jack. I have a lot of cards with the cutest little red spots on them.
Yeah, well, then you know what to do.
Sure. 3 clubs.
Oh.
I double 3 clubs.
Just a moment, folks. Pardon me, Don, for helping her out. I know it's not etiquette to talk across the table, but, you know. Mary, why did you bid 3 clubs when you have a handful of hearts and diamonds?
Well, why should I let them know what I have?
But Mary...
It's your bid, Jack. I double 3 clubs.
Well, let me see. Mr. Bester, have you any dice?
No.
Well, then 3 hearts.
3 hearts? Okay. I double 3 hearts.
Mary, I mean, why did you double it? I bid the 3 hearts.
Well, I have so many hearts, I don't see how you can make it.
But I'm your partner, Mary.
Oh, why didn't you tell me? I thought it was every man for himself.
Oh, all right.
Come on, let's play cards.
Yes, please. Oh, wait a minute. I made a mistake. I've got mostly diamonds.
Oh, now you've got diamonds. All right, then take me out.
Okay, 4 diamonds.
I pass.
Let me see. I pass.
I double 4 diamonds. I think you're right. 2 clubs.
Now we're getting someplace, huh?
For heaven's sake, 2 no trumps.
Just a minute. One spade. We're all mixed up.
Pass.
I got you out that time, Mary. Oh, somebody kicked me.
It wasn't me.
Then it's fine company we're with tonight, huh? You're playing, Mrs. Bester.
Put your cards down, Mary. You're the dummy. Well, you're not so hot as well.
All right, Nancy, you play the hand. I'll be the dummy.
Wait a minute, Jack. You have to play the hand. Mary did diamond.
I know, but she meant spades.
No, I didn't.
Out. Let her play it, will you?
Oh, wait a minute, sir. What are we playing for?
Oh, how about 5 cents a point and settle for a quarter of a cent?
Okay with me.
Seven of diamonds.
Jack, put that 6 of diamonds on there for me.
Okay.
Then I'll play the jack. And I'll play, put the tray on.
The tray? Mary, haven't you got a higher diamond?
Yes, the queen, king, and ace.
Well, why didn't you play one of them?
Oh, way I thought I'd finesse.
That's fine. The last player, and she finesses. Well, it's your trick, Mrs. Esther.
Mm-hmm. Looks like that. It's your trick, Don. Mm-hmm. Another trick for you, Mrs. Esther. You got that one, too.
Well, might as well show you this hand. We've got them all.
You're telling us. How did I come to lose that ace of trump? Nice people we're playing with.
How are we doing, Jack?
We're down six.
Oh, ain't that cute?
Yeah. Let me see. What honors did you have, Mary?
I had the 3 and 4 stage in Little Casino.
How about the easy aces?
I called Jane, but she couldn't come.
Oh, it's your deal, Mrs. Bester.
Oh, Nicholas. Nicholas.
Yes, ma'am?
See what the suckers will have to eat.
Now, Mary, watch yourself this time. When you try and play right, be sure you have at least 2.5 tricks when you bid. Of course, Pope, you know, it isn't the money, you know. It's your bid, Mrs. Esther.
Now, let me see. I bid one diamond.
One diamond. I pass.
I pass. 2 clubs.
Pardon me, ma'am, but can I take you all to supper now?
Yes, yes. Well, what would you folks like to eat?
Oh, I don't care anything.
Well, now, let me see. I think I'll have a cheese sandwich.
I double it.
I pass. Nicholas, I'll have 2 eggs.
3 eggs. 3 no-chunks.
How do you want them?
On toast.
Now, we're all mixed up. I mean, let's either play bridge or eat, will you?
That's a good idea. Let's eat.
Oh, that reminds me. We have some cold chicken in the icebox. Would you care for that?
Hey, that strikes me. I'll take a leg.
I'll take the other leg.
That's 2 legs we get, so we win the rubber.
And speaking of rubber, remember the General Tire is blowout proof and will not skid even on Friday the 13th.
Oh.
So go to your General Tire dealer and give yourself and your car a real treat.
I double it. Me too.
I dealt. Play, Don. Fine game this is.
General is the only tire that has the patented low-pressure construction. The blowout-proof tire from 1934 with the new Silent Six is a noiseless, distressed, skidless tire, a tire that is longer wearing and safer than ever before. With the extra strength of hot weather and faster driving foot-on tires, be certain you are really safe. And put on a set of General, the genuine blowout-proof tire. You like doing business with the General tire. He's a successful person. He has built his own personal, intelligent, and interested service. And some things go wrong on your car. And when your car shimmies, tears hard, or a tire begins to show irregular or excessive wear, the fact that the General Tire dealer replaces so many tires with Generals makes his store Tire Bargain Headquarters. His racks are always full of new and slightly used tires of all makes at prices and on terms to suit everybody.
This is the last number of the second program in the new General Tire series. I hope all you Duke players have learned a few new points about the game. Well, good night, Don. Good night, Mrs. Bester.
Good night. Come again. Well, good night, Chuck. We had a lovely time.
Come on, Mary. I thought you told me you knew something about bridge.
I do. I used to play bridge in Hollywood.
In Hollywood?
Sure. I used to double for Norma Shearer, you know.
I know. I used to redouble for Clark Gable.
You know?
Yes. Good night, folks. You know.
Don Wilson, this is the National Broadcasting Company.